If you want a mindset that refuses to be broken down by criticism, then listen to this. Yesterday's topic about other people's opinions is so important that I needed to address another aspect of it here today. One of the biggest inescapable accelerators to getting better is detaching yourself from how you are perceived. Yes, I know that's easy for me to say and hard for you to do. I get it. It's emotional. So first, this is what I do. It's how I live. I'm not sharing from a glass house or an ivory tower here. This is as real for me as it is for you. Second, if you don't figure this out, if you prioritize your image over your improvement, you are already losing. It's only a matter of time until it comes crashing down on you. A great brand happens, a great brand in yourself, it happens as a consequence of living clear standards. Gaining a strong reputation to the extent that that matters, it grows in you by becoming the best at something. Some people won't like you no matter what you do or whatever you choose, I promise. And that may even be some people that you're close with right now. People that you thought were friends or teammates that you could count on. And what I want you to know is that you don't need approval from those kind of people. Always treat other people well, first and foremost. This is for you. Always treat other people well, first and foremost, but live your standards and continue on your path. If you want to become the best you, stop trying to look good for others and start doing good for you. Everything is training for something. Do the work. Hey, everybody. I want to interject here for 30 quick seconds and tell you about the Daily Discipline community. This podcast is a great resource and will always be free, as will my email and all the videos on YouTube. But if you want to take it to the next level, if you want to invest in yourself and get serious about how you apply what you are hearing here, then the Daily Discipline community is the place to do that. Go check it out at dailydiscipline.com/community. Real quick, before we sign off, listening and subscribing to this podcast, it demonstrates your confidence in us to bring you meaningful content every day and your confidence in me personally. I pour my heart and my soul into this work, and all the confidence that you show by listening and subscribing, writing reviews, and sharing with the people that you care about means the world to me and my entire team. We value your trust, and we will continue to work every day to justify that confidence that you've shown in us. As always, if you want more options for daily discipline, you can always listen right here on the podcast. Every episode is also available on video on my YouTube channel. You can just search Brian Kite on YouTube, or if you want to go directly to the address, it's youtube.com/tbriankite. And of course, where it all started a few years ago, you can subscribe to my Daily Discipline email newsletter, totally free, just like this podcast. You can subscribe to that daily email newsletter at dailydiscipline.com. If you want to support this podcast, the absolute two best ways are, number one, write a review on iTunes. I can't tell you how important that is and how much it excites us every time we see a new one. And number two is share your favorite episodes with your teammates, your friends, and the people you think would get value from it. And the third, and maybe the most fun way to support this podcast, is to post your favorite messages on Twitter. Tag me at @tbriankite and use the hashtag dailydiscipline. We appreciate you allowing us to support you. And thank you for supporting us.